Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Dana from Orwick Printing. I was told that you called about a company name being left off of some T-shirts we printed for your upcoming fundraiser. I'm terribly sorry about that. How can we make it up to you?
Well, that company is one of the major sponsors of our fundraiser, and I'm concerned that this mistake could damage our good relationship with them. Could you print up new shirts without the defect?
Yes, we'd be happy to provide a replacement batch for free. We'll begin right away so that you can pick it up by Friday.
Number 32.
What is the problem?
Number 33.
Why is the man concerned?
Number 34.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I heard your store started a used item exchange deal for all the electronic items you sell here. Could you tell me how that works?
Sure. You simply bring in your older device in good condition, and we'll give you a gift card to use toward purchasing a newer device.
Oh, how much could I get for this DX7 mobile phone?
The DX7's current value is listed on our website, but the site is down for maintenance at the moment, so let me find Jeff, our floor manager, to help you.
I'd appreciate that.
Number 35.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 36.
According to the man, what is a problem?
Number 37.
What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for coming in. As I mentioned on the phone, our insurance company is looking for software that will allow employees to work from home.
Okay, so your employees will need to open and edit company files remotely, right? Are there any other features you need?
Not really, but since some of the files will contain sensitive information, the software should be extremely secure.
Let me see. BaxterShare fully protects data from unauthorized access. It's probably your best choice.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, if you'd like, I could show you how it works using the copy on my notebook.
That would be great.
Number 38.
Where most likely does the woman work?
Number 39.
What does the man say about BaxterShare?
Number 40.
What does the woman agree to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Well, Andy, it's hard to believe, but our coffee shop's second store is set to open in mid-July. That's only 1 month away.
Yes, it's quite soon. But I think our preparations are going well, don't you?
Actually, I think we could be doing more to promote the opening.
If you'd like, I could head out to 3rd Street and take some pictures of the storefront. Then we can post them on social media to build excitement in the community.
Good idea. Oh, and I'll visit some websites that target specialty coffee enthusiasts to find out how much it would cost to run text advertisements on them. We may have enough of a budget to do that.
Number 41.
What does the woman say will happen next month?
Number 42.
What does the man offer to do?
Number 43.
What does the woman say she will research? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for visiting the information desk here at Patton Train Station. How can I help you?
Well, a client of mine is coming in on the train and I'm supposed to pick him up. He'll be here any minute, but I can't find the place we're supposed to meet.
Okay, just tell me the name of the place and I'll direct you there.
Thanks. It's the Jorgens store. I was told it would be hard to miss, but I don't see it.
Oh, that store closed down last month. I'm afraid you'll have to choose a different place to meet. The west exit has a nice waiting area.
Number 44.
Why has the man come to the train station?
Number 45.
What does the woman offer to help the man do?
Number 46.
What is the man told to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, that's it. I hope this orientation session has taught you everything you'll need to know about being a sewing machine operator in this factory.
Yes, it was very helpful. But you mentioned that I'll be expected to perform minor repairs on the machine myself. Do I need to bring in my own tools for that?
It's not a bad idea. We have all of the required items, but sometimes other operators may be using them.
I see. Let me write that down so that tonight I'll remember to collect everything I might want.
Number 47.
Who most likely is the woman?
Number 48.
What does the woman ask about?
Number 49.
What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Carl, it's good to see you again. Have you been enjoying the conference?
Hi, Mi-Jung. Yes, I've picked up some good tips on how to make science enjoyable for my students.
Me too. And I just attended a great workshop on getting funding for classroom projects.
Oh, I wanted to go to that workshop, but I registered too late.
Yeah, every available seat was taken. I can understand why. The speaker was excellent.
I'd heard that. I'd love to meet him.
Well, here's your chance. That's him next to the banquet table. Do you see him? He's wearing a green shirt.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Number 50.
Who most likely are the speakers?
Number 51.
What does the woman say about a workshop?
Number 52.
Why does the woman say,
"He's wearing a green shirt"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I saw the sign on your bookstore's window about book readings by local authors. I'd like to go to one. Could you tell me about them?
Sure. This flyer here lists our upcoming readings. They're free to attend. Just one thing that's not on the flyer. We no longer allow customers to bring in any snacks.
Oh, okay. Do they require advance registration?
No, you can just show up. But I'd encourage you to visit our website to sign up for our email newsletter program for updates on sales and other events.
Number 53.
What does the woman want to do?
Number 54.
What does the man warn the woman about?
Number 55.
What does the man encourage the woman to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Mike, I need to edit some figures with the new database software, but I still don't know how to use the data merge feature. Could you give me a tutorial on that before I start?
I wanted to talk to you about that program. It's been running slowly, and it's making calculation errors. I looked through all the troubleshooting tips in the user's manual yesterday. Nothing helped.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess we'll have to call technical support. Could you do it, since you know the program best?
Well, I was on my way to a meeting.
Okay, you can just try to get it worked out by the end of the day.
Number 56.
What does the woman ask the man to do?
Number 57.
What did the man do yesterday?
Number 58.
What does the man mean when he says, I was on my way to a meeting? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Itaru. It's Nicole in the accounting department. We're having an issue with one of our wall fans. Every time it rotates, there's a loud clicking sound. It's really annoying.
I'd like to help you, but I need to deal with a serious plumbing problem now. Let me put you on with Adam. He's new here at the maintenance department, but he's very skilled.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Adam. I can take a look at your fan right now. But I'm sorry, I don't know my way around yet. What floor is the accounting department?
It's the 6th. Once you're up here, please wait for me at the elevators.
Number 59.
According to the woman, what is the problem with the fan?
Number 60.
Why is Itaru unable to assist the woman?
Number 61.
What does Adam ask about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and email inbox.
Good morning, Lynette. Wow, there are a lot of dishes in the sink.
Good morning, Barry. Yes, it's a bit messy in here. Oh, I just remembered something. I know you're in here to relax, but could I talk to you about a problem I've been having?
Sure.
Well, it's taking me a long time to complete the action plan. You know, an outline of our sales strategies and targets. Finding information about our competitors has been hard.
Oh, actually, there was a team email just now about a change to our project timetable. It said that the deadline will be pushed back a little. You should be fine.
Number 62.
Where is the conversation most likely taking place?
Number 63.
What is the woman having trouble with?
Number 64.
Look at the graphic. Who sent the email that the man mentions? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Okay, Miss Brody, thank you for holding. I'm looking at the invoice for your evening visit now. What was the problem?
My coupon for 5% off the entire bill wasn't applied.
Oh, I apologize. I remember seeing that coupon. I'll send you out a new invoice with a title that reflects the discount.
Great. And I'd also like to ask a question for a friend of mine who needs her carpets cleaned.
Go ahead.
Well, she doesn't want all the services included in your basic package, so I was wondering what kind of customized cleaning services you offer.
Sure, I'd be happy to go over those with you.
Number 65.
Look at the graphic. What amount from the invoice will be modified?
Number 66.
What service does the man's company most likely provide?
Number 67.
What does the woman want to know about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price chart. Welcome to the Sharula Hotel. Do you have a reservation?
No, I don't. This was a sudden decision. A friend of mine had an urgent problem at her job, so she gave me her ticket for a concert in this area.
Oh, I see. Well, we do have several rooms available. Would you like a view of the sea?
That won't be necessary, but I'd like to have breakfast here before going home tomorrow morning.
All right. Is the concert at Ladin Center by chance?
Yes, it is.
In that case, you should use our downtown shuttle bus. Its second stop is right in front of there.
Number 68.
Why is the woman in the area?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. How much will the woman most likely pay?
Number 70.
What does the man recommend doing?